I'm living my best life. I don't know where it's taking me, and that's fine. At least it's what I'm making, so I don't mind. Oh no, no, I don't mind. Oh no, 'cause nobody ever makes it out alive. So I'm living my best life.
I just want to welcome to 30 Years of Nonsense. It's Terry and not Sherry today. She's actually away. She's on a wine tour, apparently, in the Picton area. So good for her. And I believe our son Kieran's with her as well. So they're off and doing their thing. I'm in the studio. It is the 100th show today. So it's just me alone doing 30 Years of Nonsense. And believe me, I can get up to enough nonsense on my own. I'm going to let this one finish out. And then we're going to start off with some songs that I love in the past 100 shows. All right, guys. Well, I hope you like that intro. It's the one I love every week. And we used to start playing with a little Life is a Highway, but we switched it up, and that's okay. I don't mind that. It is going to just be a me show. Like I said, Sherry is off today. She's off in Picton having a great old time in wine country. I like going there myself, but I just do it for the butter tarts. There's some great butter tart places along the tour, so that's great. But yeah, so today is just me and me alone. It's beautiful weather out. I know Sherry always says, I never start with the weather, but today is gorgeous. Really hot, nice, sunny. It's just wonderful. We're getting things going around the house, so that's good as well. But anyway, we're going to do... I've picked all the songs for today, and I went in and looked at all my favorites from the shows in the last 100 shows that we've done. So almost 2 years of this, and I found some songs that I really, really like. So we're going to start off with a little Tragically Hip, and New Orleans Is Sinking. So here we go.
All right. On the street, loose and complete under sky, so smoky blue-green. I can't foresee a Dixie did she, so it danced the sidewalk clean. My memory is muddy, what's this river that I'm in? New Orleans is sinking, man, and I don't want to swim. What's going on? has a light bulb hanging on a wire, sucking up to someone just to stoke the fire, picking out the highlights of the scenery. Saw a little cloud and looked a little like me. I had my hands in the river, my feet back up on the banks, looked up to the Lord above and said, hey man, thanks. Sometimes I feel so good I gotta scream. She said, Gordy, baby, I know exactly what you mean. She said, I swear to God, she said. Swim.
Does not like the hip. It's crazy. So actually, I was driving with my wife earlier this week. We were downtown. I forget what we were doing. Anyway, we're coming back from downtown, and we were listening to a little Tragically Hip, but it was 38 years old. And it was, you know, we just had it blaring at the top of the radio, and it was fantastic. I do love me some Tragically Hip, I got to tell you. It just starts the show off really well. What I got to tell you, though, is I got my house renovated. I got a buddy that's over at our house, and he's doing some renovations. He did a beautiful job in the floor of our house. He put in this great laminate flooring. It looks just wonderful. And now he's outside, and he's doing a deck and some stuff around the pool and everything. And he had requested that I play some songs for him and his lady friends. So I'm going to do a little shine down here. I'll Follow You. And this one goes out to Jeff and Melissa. So here you go, guys. We are taking requests. You can always call in 613-533-CFRC. That's 613-533-2372. And I'm at CFRC Radio, Lower Crothers Hall, Queens University, Kingston campus. Here we go. A little shine down.
If I could find assurance to leave you behind, I know my better half would fade, and all my doubt is a staircase for you up and out of this maze. The first step is the one you believe in. The second one might be profound. Tower we never built in the shadow of all the guilt. If I could find assurance to leave you behind, I know my better half would fade. I'll follow you down.
All right, I don't know about anybody else, but I got two listeners because my buddy Jeff and his friend Melissa are listening in. So I enjoy that. And what a great song. I love A Little Shine Down. Guys, I don't know if you guys have heard, there's a lot of chaos going on in Northern Ireland right now. There was some controversy. There was actually a person that had a violent attack on Monday night, and my heart goes out to that guy, Sean Ogilvie. But everybody else, man, you need to settle down and just let things take their course. This is not a political show. I'm just stating that things have just gotten a little crazy over there right now, and it hurts my heart because that's my home country and that's my hometown. So anyway, I'm going to play a little Blues Travelers, Canadian Rose. This is my 100th show, and unfortunately, I'm by myself, so it's just me, myself, and I. Here we go, a little Canadian Rose.
American, and I would call her my Canadian flower, and I don't think that we'll ever get there again. We had such power, and she would call me an ugly American. And I remember my Canadian rose, especially when the fall comes to Burlington. We were in town.
All right. I love me a little Blues Traveler as well. So it's kind of funny because normally Sherry keeps me on track and we have a whole pitter-patter thing that we do here on 30 Years of Nonsense every week. So it's kind of funny when Sherry's not here, I just go totally awry. And I try to go totally awry all the time, but Sherry reins me back in. But not today. So it's kind of cool. So normally we do our weekend update around mid-show around 4:30, but I was sitting thinking when this song was playing, I was like, man, I really love the Blues Traveler. I've kind of gotten back into them. I used to like them before, and now I've started to like them again, and it has a lot to do with the music trivia. And so we're back at Spearhead. We're back where it all started. So we are at Spearhead. Next week is my last Wednesday at Spearhead, and then we're moving to Throwback Thursday. It's not that we're leaving. We're just going to steal a better date. So we're going to be on Thursdays from 7 till 10:30 every week, and we've got four rounds. Then we've got some head-to-head stuff where two people compete against songs that they think they know better of, and then we have one called a Fast Five, and that's basically when somebody gets up, we play a song from each generation. So I play a 70s song, an 80s song, a 90s song, 2000s. So sorry, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s. So, and if you get all five right, you get a six-pack. And in the head-to-head, you get a free beer. So if you win. So, and then there's so many great prizes every week. We give six packs, 12s, 18 beer away. It's such a great time. And I don't know what my social media team's been doing, but they've really pumped things up. And we're getting a ton more people coming out every week. And I love it. It's just fantastic the amount of people that come out week after week to play with us. And we had some really great new teams there this week. We had this new team called the Cruise Ladies. They've been a couple of weeks now. And then we have the Burger Buds. We had so many great teams last night. And we've got a regular, so I don't want to forget those guys as well. So guys and gals that come out and play with us every week, there's so many great, great teams that come and support us and support Spearhead. So, and I got to tell you, the food is on tap. It's, I don't even know what to say. The food is just spectacular. It's on point is what I was trying to say. So yeah, the food's great. The drinks are great. And I got to say the trivia is pretty damn good too. So, all right, I'm going to keep going here. We got a little Jordan Davis, Church in a Chevy. I saw this guy last year with my friends and family, and this guy was awesome. All right, here we go. Church in a Chevy.
Up today and the world felt heavy, so I grabbed my keys and I went for a drive. Followed some county road wherever it led me past it. Fell on the porch in a Texaco sign. Crossed a bridge running over a creek. Miles of fields far as I could see. And there wasn't no steeple, wasn't no people, wasn't no pews. But right there in a little past two, I went to church in a Chevy on a two-lane on the side of the road. Sun coming up, cutting through the live oaks. Wind through the windows like a whisper on a breeze. Out there in the quiet, heard him talking to me. And amazing grace came flooding through the windshield. Felt some broken parts of me start to heal. My lost getting found, no one else around. Middle of nowhere dirt, now it's a church in a Chevy. So I soaked it up and lost track of time. Started laying all my worries down. Just some pavement and some faded white lines. But that highway felt like holy ground. And there wasn't no preacher, wasn't no choir, wasn't no words. But it was the best sermon I've ever heard. I went to church in a Chevy on a two-lane on the side.
tears came flooding through the windshield. Felt some broken parts of me start to heal. My loss getting found, no one else around. Middle of nowhere dirt, now it's a church in a Chevy. And I thought a little, and I prayed a little, and I left there and I changed a little. So I went to church in a Chevy on a two-lane on the side of a road. Sun coming up, cutting through the live oaks. Wind through the windows like a whisper on a breeze. Out there in the quiet, heard him talking to me. Amazing grace came flooding through the windshield. Felt some broken parts of me start to heal. My lost kid and found, no one else around. Middle of nowhere dirt, I went to church in a Chevy.
I just love that song, too. I love all the songs I'm playing today, I got to tell you. Listen, unfortunately, you're not getting any PSAs or announcements or commercials today. The normal part of 30 years of nonsense is not with me today, so Sherry's not on the show. So she normally takes care of all of that stuff, and I do the music and all the other stuff. So, yeah, you're not getting that. So apologize in advance. You're going to have to, you know, listen in at 5 o'clock if you want to hear a PSA or a commercial, but you're not getting it today for me anyway. All right, guys. So I was looking at what happened in history on this day, and I got to tell you, 1993, Jurassic Park, adapted from the best-selling novel by Michael Crichton, directed by Steven Spielberg, came out on this day and had a box office opening weekend record of $502 million. That's pretty incredible. And also in 2002, this is a pretty cool day, American Idol, created by Simon Fuller with the judges Simon Cowell, Paula Abdul, Randy Jackson, premiered on Fox TV. So I know you guys all know about American Idol, but this was premiere night in 2002. And then this day in music history, this is kind of sad, actually. New York Times reported that it is estimated 500,000 song titles, including masters by Chuck Berry, Louis Armstrong, Ella Fitzgerald, and others, were lost in a 2008 warehouse fire in Universal's backlot in Los Angeles. So, man, that is a tragedy, is the, you know, the amount of music that was lost on that day. It's terrible. But that being said, I'm going to keep the music going. It is grass cutting season, and what's amazing is I'm not playing the original. I do love me a little Tracy Chapman, Fast Car, but I love this version too. So I thought I would play a little Luke Combs and just kind of jazz it up a little bit here. So we got a little Luke Combs, Fast Car. This is the only... I normally only play Tracy Chapman while I'm cutting my grass. I don't know why. I got it. I just don't know. I play hours of it over and over, but I'm going to play a little Luke Combs here today, a little Fast Car for you. Here we go.
You got a fast car, and I want a ticket to anywhere. Make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove. You got a fast car, and I got a plan to get us out of here. Been working at the convenience store. Managed to save just a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far, just across the border and into the city. And you and I can both get jobs, finally see what it means to be living.
See, my old man's got a problem. Live in the bottle, that's the way it is. Said his body's too old for working. His body's too young to look like his. So mama went off and left him. She wanted more from life than he could give. I said, somebody's got to take care of him. So I quit school and that's what I did. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? Still gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live or die this way. So I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. Speed so fast it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. Had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. We go cruising, entertain ourselves. Still ain't got a job. So I work in the market as a checkout girl. I know things will get better. You'll find work and I'll get promoted. And we'll move out of the shelter. Buy a bigger house, live in the suburbs. So I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. Speed so fast, I felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belong. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. Got a fast car. Now I got a job that pays all my bills. We stay out drinking late at the bar. See more of your friends than you do your kids. I'd always hope for better. Thought maybe together you and me'd find it. I got no plans, I ain't going nowhere. Take your fast car and keep on driving. So I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. Speed so fast, I felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belong. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. Enough so we can fly away. Still gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way.
Yeah, we've talked about this song so many times. I love the fact that Tracy Chapman hadn't performed it in many, many years. Not until Luke Combs and her performed it live on the Grammys, which was cool. That was cool. So I also looked up a little facts about who was famous and not famous, but whose birthdays, celebrity birthdays we got today. So Jackie Stewart turns 87 years old today. He's a famous F1 driver from Scotland. Then you got Joe Montana. He turned 70 today. Famous football player. Hugh Laurie. He was actually a comedian originally from Britain. And then he turned, he actually had a role in a I guess a sitcom, you would call it a sitcom drama, on House, and then he was 67 today. But interestingly, Peter Dinklage, very well known for Game of Thrones, 57 today, and then famous basketball player Diana Taurasi, played for, I forget the team name, what is it? Oh, Phoenix Mercury, since 2004. She's like been an MVP, very famous WNBA player, 44 today, and then Shia LaBeouf turns 40 today. So yeah, I figured I'd throw that in there and just give you a little bit of insight in what's going on around the world and on people's birthdays that are famous. But I'm going to keep it going here. I'm trying to stuff in as much music. I found some great songs that I really enjoy. I know it's not 100 years, but it is 100 shows. So I love this song, love this band. We got a little Five for Fighting, 100 years.
and she feels better than ever. And we're on fire, making our way back from Mars. 15, there's still time for you, time to buy and time to lose. 15, there's never a wish better than this, when you only got 100 years to live.
Track, if I don't say so myself. Kind of cool, this guy, Pfeiffer Fighting, the band, obviously. It's a solo artist, more than anything, just so you're aware. And what's neat about it is he started playing piano. His mom was a music teacher, and she taught piano, and that's how he learned to play piano. And he went on and did some great, great stuff throughout his career. My most famous or favorite song is one called Superman. It's Not Easy, and it's in regards to 9/11. It's just a great ballad after, in reference to that song of 9/11. It was really, really good stuff. And he's now come out with a new album in 2024, and it's a live album where he actually plays with a string quartet. He does all of his songs with a string quartet, and I think that's like just amazing. And I mean, the first band that I ever heard of doing that or referenced that was actually Metallica, and they did it in MSG, so in New York City. So amazing. They put this whole thing together back in the early 90s, early 90s, I think, is when they finally came out and did it, Madison Square Gardens, and had this live massive orchestra behind them doing all of their stuff. So pretty cool. And, you know, now that everybody's kind of taken on to it, it's, you know, it's kind of passe, I think, but I do love the fact that some of the bands do it. And last night at our trivia, we actually did a two cellos. So these are guys that actually play cellos, and they do a ton of really cool covers. And we did a round last night called Two Cellos. So I played the cellos version. You had to give me the original artist and song. And it was tougher than I thought for some people. But I think the toughest of all last night on that was, what was it? Led Zeppelin, A Whole Lot of Love. A lot of people thought it was Beethoven's Fifth, but A Whole Lot of Love, Led Zeppelin. Anyway, I'm just rambling. It's a little Beastie Boys coming your way next. Another song, another great track in my opinion, and I really love the Beastie Boys. And seeing I'm here by myself, I get to pick all the music today. So here we go. Little Beastie Boys, new style.
And on the cool check-in, center stage on the mic, and we putting it on wax. It's the new style.
4 and 3 and 2 and 1.
What up?
And when I'm on the mic, the suckers run.
Word.
Tell me that rockin' like D and you ain't. And I got more juice than Picasso got picked. Got rhymes that are rough and rhymes that are slick. I'm not surprised you're on
my D. Glasses, you folks in caucus, I'm from Manhattan. You're jealous of me because your girlfriend is catting.
Cut that one out. I got so many more pieces of music to put in, so I'm gonna cut that one out. It's all good, no swearing, nothing, but it didn't age well. I gotta be honest, that song has not aged well in my opinion, but I'd forgotten. Anyway, I was just sitting thinking here, what's happening this weekend? And I was like, the UFC 250 freedom fight, it's on the White House lawn this weekend, which is crazy. And I bet you there's going to be a ton of people that watch it and won't admit to it. But I'm going to tell you, I'm going to watch this because it's going to be a spectacle. It is going to be nonsense, and I'm all about the nonsense. So I am definitely going to watch this from the comfort of my basement, and I can pause it. I can get up, go get a drink, come back. It's not going to cost me thousands of dollars. And we've also got, you know, we got football coming tomorrow. We got the FIFA World Cup. It starts tomorrow, and Canada plays at 3 o'clock. So I guarantee you my TVs are going to be blaring with the Canada game on at 3 p.m. I actually may end up on the Spearhead patio if they have a TV or a screen out. But I'm definitely going to be watching it somewhere. So, tomorrow, 3 p.m., Canada's first match in the FIFA World Cup of football. So here we go. I'm going to play you a little Nickelback. And I got to be honest, this is kind of funny. When I first started DJing way back when and Nickelback came out, I could not stand them. And for whatever reason, they've started to grow on me. And some of the teams really love Nickelback that comes to trivia. And this last weekend, I DJed a wedding at McKinnon Brothers, which is crazy because I'd never been there in all the years that we've been in Kingston and area. I'd never had a chance to go to McKinnon Brothers. And I got to tell you, the people there were fantastic. Bronwyn and Natasha, the two ladies that I dealt with for the most part, just lovely, lovely people. If you ever get a chance, just go out to it. I'm going to go to Back to the Farm. It's going to be a great event. I'm going with some friends, but I've never gotten to go because I've always been DJing or been out of town or whatever. And every time anybody goes, hey, let's go to McKinnon Brothers, I'm like, yeah, no problem. And then it never happens. So anyway, I got a great opportunity to be out there DJing a wedding this past weekend, and the people were just lovely. But what was crazy about it is I couldn't believe that the amount they loved two bands. They loved Nickelback being the most, I got to be honest, or Glorious Sons was probably the, it's a toss up. It was either Glorious Sons or Nickelback. I think the song list that they provided had about six or seven songs of each. But anyway, I'm just telling you, for the people that are going to razz me a little later, I got to play a little Nickelback. Here we go. How You Remind Me.
I made it as a wise man. I couldn't cut it as a poor man stealing. Tired of living like a blind man. I'm sick of sight without a sense of feeling. And this is how you remind me. This is how you remind me. This
is how you remind me. This is how you remind me.
All right, I admit it. I'm a closet Nickelback fan. So, I don't know. I don't know what to say. I like them. I'm starting to like them a lot, so it's kind of frustrating. So, the next band I'm going to play is a little Candlebox here for you. Now, it's interesting. This band was around for about 10 years. So, Seattle, Washington, kind of an indie band. They say they were an American rock. I call them indie more than anything. The band lasted from 1990 right up to 2000, had a little bit of internal strife, and then they disbanded or whatever. So it's kind of funny. I mean, the band then gets back together in 2006, and they release a bunch more albums. It's like, I don't know. Pretty interesting. These bands that break apart and get back together and have band changes. I don't know. Anyway, I'm going to play this little Candlebox for you. Far Behind.
Now maybe I did not mean to treat you bad, but I did. She lived it anyway, and so maybe your friends that stand around you watch you crumble as you fall down to the ground. And then someday your friends that stand beside as you were flying, oh, you were flying all so high. But then someday people look at you, they're what they call their. Yeah, hear you calling home. And then someday we can take our time to brush the leaves aside so you can reach us. Hey, but you left me far behind. Now, may, yeah. Did I mean to treat you so bad? But I did it anyway. Now it's in my may, yeah. Some would say, share the pain of what she suffered. Now maybe I could have made my own mistakes, but I live apart and on. And then maybe we might share in something great. Won't you look at where we've grown? Won't you look at where we've grown? And then someday comes tomorrow, holds sense of what I feel for you in my mind as you trip the final line. And that cold day when you lost control, shame you left my life.
Yeah, no, no.
All right. Well, that was pretty wild, I got to say. All right. So I'm pretty close to the end of the show. I can't believe it's already been 55, 56 minutes almost into the show. So I'm almost done. I was looking up what's going on in Kingston this weekend because I'm trying to find a concert sometime really soon. I haven't been to a concert in June at all, so I like to hit up at least one show a month, and I was trying to find out what's going on in town this weekend. The only thing that I can see is the Goodnight Irenes are playing a free outdoor performance at Gilmore Point on the weekend. There's a Pride fundraising cruise. There's some Long and McQuaid Appreciation Day, so catch some performances locally there at Long and McQuaid. And then I looked up what was going on in Toronto because I was like, hey, I've got to go to Toronto tomorrow or on Saturday. Maybe I'll catch something. Rosella, I don't know if you guys remember her. She's a really cool artist. I actually really like her stuff. She's performing at the Scotiabank Center on Saturday night. Could see that. Could see Anne Juliet. Great show, I hear. But yeah, I mean, there's nothing that I see that I really want to go see. And so I guess not this weekend. Going to be watching some football, like I said, tomorrow. And then the UFC fight on Sunday. Got some motocross coming up on Saturday. I'm going to sit and watch that because that's near and dear to my heart. And I'm going to end off our show with a little Inner Ninja by Classified out of Toronto. Love these guys. So here we go, little Inner Ninja. All right, guys. Have a great weekend. We'll see you out and about. And have a great weekend, folks.
Before I broke them, I broke the chains before they choked me out. Now I pay close attention, really learn the code. I learned to read the map before bounce I hit bounce. The road.
I know you never heard this before, yeah. But I'd rather lose a fight than miss the war. And I ain't wishing competition or fishing for it. I'm just living in a system, conditions are poor, yeah. I've been lost in the rhythm and misinformed. Too many late nights hitting the liquor store, yeah. Too many bad decisions, half-assed attempts. No sweat, no fear, no blood, no tears. I go hard, and I ain't making up no excuse. I'm overdue, I don't do what I'm supposed to do. Cause if you think about it, man, we're supposed to lose. It ain't all picture-perfect ocean views. Nope, I was a first-class rookie, taking out bullies in my all-black hoodie. Man, a mystery, you know the history. Get it or forget it, cause poof, I'm out of here.
I read the rules before I broke them. I broke the chains before they choked me out. And I paid close attention, really learned the code. I learned to read the map before I hit the road.
We say,
nobody's gonna see me coming. Nobody's gonna hear a sound. No matter how hard they're trying, no stopping me since I found.
My inner ninja. My inner ninja. My inner ninja. My inner ninja.
Hey, yo, I've been high and I've been real low, yeah. I've been beaten and broken, but I healed though. So many ups and downs, roughed up and clown. We all got problems, but we deal though. I'm trying to do better now, find my inner peace, learn my art form and find my energy. When my back's on the wall, I don't freeze up. Now I find my inner strength and I re-up. Here we go. I know I never been the smartest or wisest, but I realize what it takes. Never dwell in the dark, cause the sun always rises, but gotta make it to the next day. It's a feeling that you get in your lungs when you run, but you're running out of air and your breath won't come. And you wheezing, gotta keep it moving. Find that extra and push your way through it.
I've had bad habits, but I dropped them.
Drop, 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 drop it.
I've had